The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is indisposed at the moment.
I'm afraid he's been having GI problems and uncomfortable bloating.
But I'm sure he'll be out in a jiff.
Oh, here he is now.
Looking pale and shaken. Oh, you okay, little buddy?
The Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm coming after you, Todd. I don't know when, but I'm coming after you. Folks, I want to continue my conversation with Michael Frenzies, who was... Michael, how do we put it? You were one of the top figures in the New York mob, and something happened, and you managed to do what no one has ever done before, which is get out alive. You told your story about you're in this cell, you're hopeless, you start reading the Bible like a maniac, your life changes. But how do you get out of that and not get killed? I mean, I just have to believe that when you take that oath, that is so serious. So, okay, you're in there almost another 3 years, but there's still, they have to be after you. What do you do at this point?
You know, Eric, it's true. You know, I don't know of anybody that's able to walk away publicly like I have and live to tell about it. But, you know, I believe there's two reasons for that. Obviously, there's a spiritual reason in that God had a different plan and a purpose for my life. It's obvious. But, you know, the practical reason for that is God never throws us into the fire without preparing us. And I spent 20 years in that life, 20 plus, at a very high level. I knew the mentality of the guys. I knew what they would do, what they wouldn't do. So I was prepared as best I could to try to counteract any move that they would make.
Right.
So I moved out to California, changed my whole lifestyle. And I had a couple of close calls, but I think God interjected at that point. But
What do you mean? Can you say when you had close calls?
Well, there were people out to, you know, FBI warned me if I didn't leave my home by the weekend, I would be dead. You know, so I had to pack up my family. We had to go. We went to
the FBI at the lower echelons, they're pretty good.
Well, you know, they're obligated to inform you.
I'm amazed that they know that. I mean, that's kind of interesting.
Oh, Eric, there's so many informants on the street now. I mean, really, you know, they were getting a lot of information. And they were trying to turn me at the time. So they're trying to, you know, ingratiate themselves with me also and then scare me.
You're no good to them if you're dead.
Correct.
All right.
And, you know, the bottom line is, I just outlasted everybody. I mean, everybody I know in that life is either dead or in prison for the rest of their life. And then I'm here. I mean, everybody predicted my death when I walked out in 95. Everybody. Five guys that I walked into the room with Halloween night, we all got made. They're all dead. Every one of them murdered. Not one of them died of natural causes. Fortune magazine, 48 out of the 50 are dead. 49 is doing life, and I'm here. So, I mean, it's obvious God had a different plan and a purpose for my life, and he helped me execute it. It's all him.
Well, so, we know that. And the funny thing is, you know, you didn't just get out of the mob. You embraced your faith dramatically, and it's become your life.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of people that you know, they change their spots, their colors, but they don't. You have gone whole hog into the Christian faith, and you speak about your faith publicly. You write about your faith. Your wife speaks about her faith. You've written books. Now, what are you working on now? I see a film over here.
Well, I'm excited. Just so happens that a documentary feature film was produced on me back in 2014. It was a theatrical release, did very well. And then we started showing it in churches throughout the country. And we held it off on DVD until now. It's coming out soon on DVD. But just yesterday, I made an offer that nobody should refuse, right, to be cliched. That we're going to be sending some advanced copies out to people. And let me show you the DVD.
Yeah.
It's called God the Father, From Godfather to God the Father. And if you email me at amobstorymf@gmail.com.
Amobstorymf. Now, you're going to have to tell me what the MF stands for, otherwise people may assume unpleasant things.
No, it's Michael Francis.
Oh, it's Michael Francis.
Just happens to
be
my initial.
amobstorymf@gmail.com. Gmail.com. amobstorymf, Michael Francis, amobstorymf@gmail.com. If somebody emails you there, what happens?
We're going to tell them how they can get an advanced copy autographed by me. And I've had literally thousands of people asking for this DVD release. So I'm making it available before it actually goes into the stores.
Okay.
And they can go on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I'm all over there. We'll tell them how to get it. But this is my journey. This is, and my whole family's, and it was very well done. And it's from Mob Guy to the Lord. And we actually filmed part of this in Israel. We recreated the Passion of the Christ.
Whoa.
And so we went all out on this, and it was an amazing experience.
So the story that you've told here is in this thing.
It's in there, yeah.
The only downside is that I'm not in this film.
That's a downside, but next time we do one, you're going to be
all right.
Front and center.
I would hope so.
Well, you know, Greg hadn't introduced us at that point. If I knew you would have been in Israel with
me. Well, Greg, listen, Greg Laurie, that's a whole other story. He's a dear friend. He's been on this program many times. I love him.
That.
He lets me preach in his church. That's the ultimate, you know, that he trusts me, you know, with his flock.
Well, let me tell you, you know the story with Greg. Well, first of all, I'm going to be Father's Day. I'm preaching at his church.
Then I didn't know that.
Yeah, then we're doing a men's thing in October that I'll be at. But here's the thing. While I was in the hole, I discovered Greg Laurie. I had a Sony Walkman, and I started to listen to him. And now you got to hear this.
Oh, I forgot about this.
And
while you're in the hole.
While I'm in the hole. I didn't know who he was, but I start listening to him and that soothing voice, the way he interpreted scripture. So I get out because he helped me with my walk. He helped me interpret scripture. I get out. I find out what church he's at, and I say, I want to meet Greg Laurie. Well, Greg hears that some mob guy is looking for him. He got all nervous. I had to tell him, no, Greg, I want to thank you for the way you really helped with my walk when I was in solitary.
Yeah.
And we became great friends.
Oh, my goodness. I love this. Okay, so God the Father is out on DVD. If people go to, say it again,
amobstorymf.
amobstorymf@gmail.com. They can get that.
They
all right.
They get
this. And is that a book?
And then there's a book, God the Father.
God the Father. All
right. And, you know, this is really a ministry tool. Anybody that's really struggling needs encouragement. I have like 10,000 of these in prisons all over the country. This is the book that really, I think, hopefully will be encouragement and hope for everybody. That's this one.
So don't read my Bonhoeffer book. It's too long. It's kind of funny. Like, you need all kinds of stuff. And I laugh sometimes. I think, like, I want to give somebody a book. And I realize, like, I haven't really written a book like that. I need to write a book like that. Because there are people all over the world going through different things. And there's so many people, like you said, in prisons. And just the fact that if you could make it out, you know they could. Now, your wife has written a book.
Well, here's the story here. For 20 years, I have everybody asking me, how did your wife make it through all of this? You know, and I got so tired of hearing that. I said, honey, would you please write a book or do something? So she writes this book. She likes to say, this is the real story, right? And it's been such an encouragement to women. And I tell the guys at my men's things that I do, I say, listen, get this book, take it home for your wife, and she's going to say, man, you know, after reading about that guy, you must be a saint. So it's going to put you in good, you know, ingratiate you with your wife. But she really put her heart into
this. I love
the
title, This Thing of Ours, which, of course, is La Cosa Nostra.
La Cosa Nostra, correct.
That is, but she's referring to your marriage.
That's correct. And she did a great job, and women have been so encouraged by it. So we've been so blessed, Eric. So blessed.
Unbelievable. And you are doing a lot of traveling and speaking.
Yes.
And do you, has anybody else kind of come out of that life that has sought you out, that, you know, to for counseling or whatever? Because it just seems to me that there's so many people that when they hear your story, they must be shocked. They just didn't know it's possible.
You know, Eric, a lot of people do it kind of undercover. You know, it's amazing. The sons of some of the fathers that I ran with who were really struggling.
Yeah.
Some of their fathers were murdered and a lot of stuff. And they call me, and I try to counsel them and you know, be as best a Christian as I can with them. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that have done time. You know, I mean, they come and they say, man, if you can turn your life around. You know what I tell people? I have a big prison ministry. I was in two prisons in Iowa this past week. And I tell them, you know, you want to change when you get out of here. Everybody wants to change. But change is temporary. Transformation through Jesus Christ is permanent. And that's the secret. That's why all of these prison ministries are so effective. The recidivism rate is way down.
It changes everything. We're out of time. I'm sorry. I got to run to the airport. Michael Frenzies, God bless you, my friend. Thank
Eric,
you for being
thank
my
you.
Guest.
Thanks thank for having you. Me. Appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest-rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com, the country's only conservative cell phone carrier. Do you believe in abortion? Do you want sanctuary cities? And if not, why are you supporting these efforts with your cell phone? Big Mobile has given millions of dollars of your money to these causes when you pay your cell phone bill. That's why conservatives created Patriot Mobile, to give you a choice to stop supporting things you don't believe in. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You get the same reliable nationwide service, unlimited talk and text, plans starting as low as $25, and each bill you pay supports your values. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh Hewitt when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived. In fact, for two lines, you can make a difference, but only if you make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Hey there, folks. I hope there are people who just listen to this program for the music.
I'm sure
we have some of the sweetest, best music ever. Great Paul McCartney singing, Let It Be. Hey, folks. We've got so much to talk about right now. I hope you've been listening to my interview with Michael Franzese. If you missed it, okay, I'm just telling you straight up, you have to go to our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show. Mind-blowing. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
This was one of the top people in the New York Colombo crime family, one of the top people. And the story of his life,
yeah.
I can't. I'm not gonna. But if you don't check it out, you're missing. You're not gonna see this on CNN. It's mind blowing.
By the way, real quick, funny story. Before he sat down to interview you, he asked me. He said, "Like, I recognize you from somewhere." And I said, "I don't think so." And he said, "Did you ever whack anybody?"
Yeah,
he's a funny guy. I mean, he seriously said that.
He actually said that to you. You ever whack anybody out?
weren't you
a button man for Joe
like
Colombo?
Huh? Anyway.
Huh?
Funny guy.
Okay. Well, speaking of prison, because he did go to prison. Well, before I get into the prison, I want to mention I spent the weekend with Jordan Peterson.
Wow.
And Candace Owens and Dennis Prager. And I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. And I want to talk about Victoria Osteen in a minute. But before I get to those very important things, I want to mention, speaking of prison and Michael Franzese, who did his time in the jug, as we insiders call it, we're doing a campaign with Angel Tree. Now, folks, if you listen to this program, you know we're always raising money for some great charity, and we're very careful about who we say yes to because we know that money is hard-earned, and if you give to something, you want to make sure that it's doing great, not just good, but great. And there's a lot of charities that they've got big bureaucracies and whatever, and you don't know where they're coming from. And so I want to say I worked for Chuck Colson for a number of years. He's one of my heroes. He went to prison during the Watergate thing, and he came out and he said God led him to spend the rest of his life going back into prisons to help prisoners find God the way he did and to help the families of prisoners who suffer when the prisoners – you know, they did the crime, they're doing the time, but the family's doing a different kind of time. And the kids, what do you say to a kid who has no mommy or no daddy because they're in prison? So we want to reach out. We want to help those kids through Angel Tree Camp. At Christmas, it's Angel Tree proper. But in the summer, they have a thing called Angel Tree Camp. For $200, you can send one of these kids who's growing up in an environment which I'm guessing is not great to a spectacular summer camp where they can go fishing and canoeing and do all the kinds of stuff that these kids never get to do. And on top of it, they're going to hear about a God who loves them, a God who loves them. They may never hear about that God unless they go to this camp. And so it's up to us to see how many of these kids we can send to these camps. You can't believe what comes out of it. I'm just telling you straight up. Lives are changed. In fact, I want to play, we might as well play it now, some of the kids at camp. We have an audio. Let's play that.
Horseback riding ride, balloon animals, and yeah, we go fishing,
and
then
archery.
We go to archery. We used to go BB gum aiming. It's, we go to the animal. It's a little mini zoo that you get to pet chickens and goats. First day, we went swimming and we had lunch, breakfast, and then dinner.
We had lunch, breakfast, and then dinner. And I like horseback riding rides.
And petting chickens.
And petting
chickens. Zoo, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, look, folks, these little kids, my goodness, their parents are in jail, and they get to do this for a week, and they really do hear about a God who loves them. It's a beautiful thing, but we really need your help, frankly.
Yeah.
So we're asking you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. I've got a phone number for you. If you get a pencil, go to MetaxasTalk.com. You click on the Angel Tree banner. We really hope that you'll make this part of your tithes and offerings. We're supposed to help the prisoner. And helping, if you want to really love a prisoner, you love his or her kids. Mm-hmm. And you'll break the prisoner's heart, because that is the most beautiful thing you can do. Okay, so here's the phone number, 888-206-2793. 888, it's toll free, 888-206-2793. I really hope that you will do what you can. Look, the statistics show that almost 70% of these kids with a mom or dad in prison will end up in prison themselves someday. Now, you think about that. You want to invest in the future? Hey, prison's expensive. You want to pay a lot of money through your tax dollars for prisoners to, you know, take up a cell and eat food and rot and get nothing accomplished in their lives? Well, you will pay in taxes. I would say better to pay now and to try to keep them out of prison. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, 888-206-2793. This is a biblical mandate to visit the prisoners, to care for the poor. So this is whom we have chosen at the Eric Metaxas Show to partner with. MetaxasTalk.com, 888-206-2793. 93. Please, folks, do this today. 888-206-2793. When I hear these kids' voices, you know, as a dad, I get choked up. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you. Okay, we got to talk about some other stuff. First of all, before I get to Jordan Peterson, Candace Owens, and Dennis Prager, which was the most fun I've ever had in one weekend. It was insane. I want to say two things. First of all, I could not believe when I read of the death of Rachel Held Evans. She was a Christian who was a writer. I differed with her very much politically and theologically. I didn't like some of the stuff she wrote. But I got to tell you, she was my sister in Christ. And I cannot believe that this young woman, 37 years old, died very suddenly. And it chilled me, because I thought, We used to think about death more and talk about it more. And when a 37-year-old dies and you weren't expecting it, it reminds you that life is short. If it's not short for you, it's short for somebody around you. And maybe we need to live that way. Maybe we need to remember that the person you're talking to might not be there tomorrow to talk to. This is not to be morbid. This is to be realistic. Live your life in a way that is full of the love of Jesus, the love of God, so that you don't have regrets. Because I got to tell you, people die. And the older I get, the more I cannot even believe it sometimes. So we send our love to her family. And if you think of it, please pray for Rachel Held Evans's family. Just unbelievable and unbelievable. Last week we had Victoria Osteen on the program, and I want to be really clear. A lot of people sent really angry emails and letters and stuff. And was that anthrax in the envelope, Albin?
No, it was just powdered sugar.
Oh, thank
I used
God.
It for my coffee this morning.
Oh, all right, okay. Well, but you know you're looking green right now. anyway, if you die, I guess it was not powdered sugar. But people were very upset, and I want to say, I will have people on this program with whom I disagree on many things, and I have. But somehow people think when you have somebody on who is a public Christian that's like an endorsement.
Right.
I think that there's a lot, and I said it on the program, that they do that is very good. But that doesn't mean that it's my cup of tea or, you know, but I try to be polite to my guests. Some people are more amenable to teasing than others. Victoria Osteen is a very kind of straight person, so I didn't want to make her uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I want to say to my listeners, folks, I'm going to have all kinds of people on here, and I've had atheists and people who I differ with politically, and that's what this show is. It's the show about everything. And if it comes across as an endorsement of what you think is the prosperity gospel, first of all, I don't think they preach the prosperity gospel. I don't. I've heard them preach, and I've heard them preach about Jesus. So maybe I only heard a few sermons where they got it right, but that's not my impression. And I want to say, you know, please relax and understand that when I'm talking to somebody on this program, I have a lot of guests coming up in the future that I disagree with in all kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. It is my personal nature to try to be gracious and not to be... look, I'm not Tucker Carlson. I'm not William F. Buckley Jr. I don't do that, you know, I'm going to argue with you typically.
Right.
That's not who I am. That's not what the show is. Sometimes I'll go there a little bit, but I just want to kind of explain that to be clear. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about my conversations with Jordan Peterson, Candace Owens, and Dennis Prager. You won't believe it, folks. Insane stuff. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Judiciary Committee will take action against Attorney General William Barr after he failed to provide the full and unredacted Russian report. A House panel will vote Wednesday on holding Barr in contempt of Congress. A U.S. aircraft carrier strike group and land-based bombers are being deployed to the Middle East after possible Iranian threats. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the scenario of an Iranian attack on U.S. forces stems from additional sanctions imposed on Iran. A Chinese spokesman says a team from Beijing is preparing to travel to the U.S. for trade talks, suggesting negotiations might go ahead. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is at an upstate New York prison now, where he's starting a 3-year sentence. On Wall Street, there has been some recovery, but stocks remain lower. The Dow is now down 50 points. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Don't feel it, girl.
some music play, because I like it. I hope you like it.
But we got all kinds of crazy stuff to talk about. Actually, in our next segment, we're talking to Günther Beckle. Günther is from Germany, but he's now living in Austria.
Mm.
And we're going to talk to him about human origins. It's going to get freaky up in here.
Freaky.
Don't get scared. But right now,
yes,
I'm going to tell you what I did this weekend.
And I want to hear. You have not told me, and I'm
even
excited.
You want to hear?
Even
wow.
I, yes.
Okay, Jordan Peterson.
Yes.
I've never read his books. I've watched a little bit of him on YouTube. I heard him at the Beacon Theater a year ago. He is a wacky character. And by wacky character, what I mean is he's a super genius. He's a Toronto, which is to say Canadian academic, not just an academic, but an academic in Canada, which is even more politically correct and off the farm. And about three or so years ago, as a matter of principle, because he's a professor of psychiatry, as a matter of principle, he refused to use the transgender pronouns. He said, I'm a free person, I'm an individual, and the government can't compel me to do that. And he's not really so much a conservative. He's just trying to be a person who lives by what he believes. So he has blown up, and there are people, when they found out that I got to hang out with Jordan Peterson, they lost their minds because he is so loved, because there's nobody like him. He is tremendously brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dennis Prager had an event in Santa Barbara. It was a private event for donors, a lot of wealthy people there, and Candace Owens was one of the guests, and I was one of the guests, and Jordan Peterson was one of the guests. And, you know, when Jordan Peterson walked into the room, I got a moment with him. Actually, I'm sorry, after his talk.
Okay.
He spoke with Dennis Prager. First he spoke, and then Dennis Prager interviewed him. But what makes him so strange and fascinating is that he is as serious as we are goofy. Like, I've never seen anybody so deadly serious. He seemed to be on the verge of tears during much of his talk. I know that his wife is ill. I met his wife. She seemed fine, but I think she may be facing some real stuff. And so he's talking about how life is, there's malevolence and evil and tragedy, and how many people in the West are of such really lamentable naivete that they stagger forward in ignorance of the evil in the world, and therefore don't seem up to dealing with it and create safe spaces and on and on. But he was so fascinating. But at some point in the conversation, and we're going to get him on this show, by the grace of God.
Yes.
But it's not like we're not going to try hard, but he's tough to get.
No, yeah, and we have tried in the past. Yeah.
No, he's very tough
to get.
You.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dennis Prager asked him, do you believe in God? Because Dennis Prager is very serious about God. And many people have come to faith as Christians through Prager University. If you don't know Prager University, go to PragerU.com. It could change lives. Go to PragerU.com. Two of the videos feature me. It is some insanely beautiful. I mean, they're short and they're perfect for, you know, millennials. But anyway, so Dennis says, do you believe in God? And Jordan Peterson becomes, as usual, painfully thoughtful at the question, and says in his Canadian accent, how can I say that I believe in God when, you know, and then he goes on to say that if you really believed in God, now this is straight out of Bonhoeffer, right? If you really believed in God, you're going to live your life in a way that blows people's minds. They're going to see a difference in you.
Wow.
If you really believe in God. And he says, how can I say that I believe in God? You know, in other words, he feels conscious that he's not living up to what it ought to be.
Wow.
And of course, I agree with that up to a point, because even though that's right, and I often preach that and speak that when I get an opportunity, when I give speeches around the country and preach from pulpits, I actually talk about this. If you really believe in God, your life better look different. People better know it, because you're not fooling them by saying, I believe in God. That's meaningless. People will see if you believe in God by how you behave. God knows what you believe by how you behave.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't become works righteousness.
No.
But God looks on your heart. You can't fool him by saying, look at the statement of faith on my website. I agree with it. Check. Meaningless. So Jordan Peterson addresses that. But after the whole thing was over, I was able to go up to him and talk to him about it and say, I think you're forgetting grace. And the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross pays for our inability to live up to what we need to. And we talked about that a little bit. We're out of time here, but I want to get him on this program to unpack that, because he doesn't seem to get that piece, at least from what I was picking up. And if you don't get that piece, you see all the evil in the world, life is going to be very dark and painful. The joy of Jesus is that he makes up that difference. And if you don't know that, life is unbearable. And most people, unlike Jordan Peterson, will simply look away as much as they can, because he looks at it and gets tears in his eyes. Most people look away because they don't have the moral courage that he does. So I want to remind you to go to MetaxasTalk.com and give to Angel Tree. Folks, I'm begging you, one of the greatest organizations, MetaxasTalk.com, give to these kids of prisoners. God bless you. Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
That's Glenn Campbell, and I'm Eric Metaxas, and on the line from Deutschland, I can't believe it, I'm going to speak to somebody now from Germany. He's a scientist, a paleontologist, specializes in fossil history, and also in systematics of insects, especially dragonflies, which I am told are the most diverse group of animals on planet Earth, and this is the only planet of which I'm aware that there's any life at all, animal, plant, or otherwise. Günter Beckley is on the line. Dr. Beckley, welcome to the program.
Hello, Eric. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, wir können auf Deutsch sprechen, nicht wahr?
Super. Okay.
No, I can't. I was just kidding. We must speak in English because my German is so bad. I just wanted to prove that I could speak one sentence.
Okay, no problem either.
Which part of Germany are you in currently?
Actually, not in Germany at all. So I'm born German, but we moved to Austria, where my wife is coming from, last summer. So currently I'm speaking from Lower Austria, to the Czech border.
And what part of Germany are you from? Where did you grow up in Germany?
In southern Germany, close to Stuttgart, at a town that probably nobody knows in America. It's called Böbling, but it's maybe better known for the factory that is there. That's the Mercedes-Benz factory. So that's the place where I grew up.
It's yes, I think is that near the Porsche Stadium, someplace in that neighborhood.
Yes. Porsche Stadium is in Stuttgart, so it's about 25 kilometers.
Yeah, I've been to that neck of the woods. Well, listen, I'm really excited to talk to you because I follow, the writings of David Klinghoffer and the Discovery Institute, and I have interviewed Stephen Meyer and Michael Behe and others. But when I saw an article in Evolution News about human origins is something that generally, we don't talk much about. Those of us who believe in intelligent design and so on and so forth typically don't hear so much about this. At least I don't. And so I thought if it's possible to get you on the line, I'd love to talk to you about it. So here we are. So tell us, what is going on? You say that there is a rewrite of the standard narrative that we have been fed over the decades about human origins. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. So this rewriting is actually going on since several years. Started probably somewhere in 2015. And to see what is going on, maybe we first should define what is the standard narrative that is overturned by this rewriting of human origins.
Yes. Tell us, what is the standard narrative that has been taught, and then tell us how we're seeing new information that works against this narrative.
Right. So the standard narrative is that the human lineage branched from the great African apes, basically chimps, about 6 million years ago in East Africa, and then Homo sapiens evolved in Northeast Africa about 200,000 years ago. And there were two migrations out of Africa, one by Homo erectus about 2 million years ago, and a second migration out of Africa by Homo sapiens about 60 to 70,000 years ago, conquering then all other continents. And this basic out of Africa scenario, this has been put in doubt, even though it's the standard textbook wisdom in the past years, by many discoveries that show either that relatively primitive hominins that are more similar, let's say, to Australopithecus or very alleged early representatives of the Homo lineage were present in Southeast Asia and Eastern Asia much too early, so something like 2.5 million years ago. You find evidence for human settlement in China and in the Himalayan foothills in India. And there have been papers in 2016 and 2017 publishing several different evidences from fossil finds in China and India. And then there have been other finds that show that this whole scenario, this smooth transition from ape-like ancestors to the genus Homo and then Homo sapiens, doesn't really work because all these fossils have a kind of chaotic distribution of primitive and derived characters, and you cannot order them in a kind of a series like the famous horse series.
Okay, so people are trying to impose a narrative, and you're saying that the fossils, the more fossils we find, the less this narrative is emerging as these theorists had originally hoped.
Exactly, and not only that, not only that the standard narrative is refuted, the total evidence doesn't seem to converge to one true tree of fossil hominids or to one scenario how humans originated in a Darwinian way. But the evidence, some evidence points in one direction, other evidence points another direction. It doesn't really add up to a smooth Darwinian scenario.
Well, that's amazing. This is an 8-minute segment, so we've just got a few minutes left. And I just want to ask you, if people want to read more about this, where can they go? Because I'm tremendously fascinated about this.
Yeah, so if they want to read, let's say, the critical aspects and the problems that arise by these new findings for Darwinism, then, of course, a good place to start would be Evolution News website, and you can search there for
Evolution,
me as author.
Hang on one second. Evolutionnews.org. We're going to have to go to a break. This is the 8. We have 5 minutes left. Folks, evolutionnews.org. Check it out. It's the Eric Mattox Show. We'll be right back.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. is dispatching an aircraft carrier and other military resources to the Middle East. Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the Iranians are threatening U.S. forces in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq.
They do have the means, as we've seen in Israel, with 700 rockets attacking into Israel from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, that they are beginning to attract some attention.
Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis says the threat is not to be taken lightly. The House Judiciary Committee is moving to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Chairman Jerry Nadler has announced a Wednesday vote after Barr missed a deadline this morning to submit the full unredacted Mueller report. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is proposing a meeting to reach an acceptable accommodation with the committee. That meeting would also be on Wednesday. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are talking with a scientist who's currently in Austria. His name is Günter Beckley, and we're talking about human origins. We just have 5 minutes left, but I'm so excited about this. Günter, where do you think this is going to go? I mean, you are a paleontologist. Do you think that the Academy will begin to shift its theories?
Well, of course, this happens very very slowly. So even under normal circumstances, when no worldview issues are involved, it takes usually a long time to overturn certain paradigms. And in this case, of course, there are worldview issues involved, and so people, and especially scientists, are not willing to reconsider certain scenarios as easily as they would in other cases. But I think the conflicting evidence is adding up in such a fast way and is accumulating that sooner or later even a hardcore atheist and materialist scientist cannot ignore the conflicting evidence. And then, of course, the question is, what will they do? They will certainly not jump on the intelligent design bandwagon and will admit that there had to be an external intelligence be involved. They will try to find other naturalistic explanations, but at least what they have to acknowledge sooner or later is that there is no smooth transition between the ape-like forms, the Australopithecines, and the more modern human-like forms, and that this is not what Darwinian evolution would predict. So it's clearly conflicting evidence for the Darwinian scenario, and that's just in the human case, just one example. This is happening all over the place in paleontology and in genetics. I would predict that maybe in 20 or 30 years, then we will see a paradigm shift and people might consider to other explanations like intelligent design.
The welter of evidence becomes very difficult to ignore, and that's why I was excited when I saw your article. And again, I was reading in evolutionnews.org. David Klinghoffer was writing about it. Let me ask you then, I'm a Christian, I believe in the Bible. What should I suppose was the origin of humans? Was there a big scattering of hominids who we would not consider humans? They were more like apes. And then at some point, a God breathes his spirit into one of them. I've never known what to think. We've just got less than a minute left, but I'm just curious,
right.
What do you think?
Yeah, that is, of course, a question that is transgressing, let's say, the border of science and
yes.
entering the territory of theology.
Yes.
So I just can give you my personal view. That would be that my faith, my Christian faith, wouldn't be shaken if the possibility would be there was an ancient population of, let's say, still animal-like human beings, and then the rational soul was infused into a first pair by God. But I would also not be surprised if, even if there were similar ape-like ancestors or alleged ancestors, that modern humans were created de novo, as it is suggested
yeah.
in the biblical narrative.
Yeah.
So I would be open for both possibilities
right.
based on
right.
on my theology.
Okay, well, I want to...
Currently, I would prefer a scenario that a rational soul was infused in a kind of population of non-human ape-like animals.
We have to continue this conversation another time. I'm just so grateful to you for taking the time all the way from Austria to be with us. Folks, if you want to know more, you can go to Dr. Günter Beckley's own website. It's beckley.at. That's B-E-C-H-L-Y, Beckley, B-E-C-H-L-Y dot A-T. Dr. Beckley, vielen Dank.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.